The Morning Farm News is being sponsored by Kibble Equipment of Owatonna for all your John Deere equipment parts and service. Tom Halverstedt is a scientist at the Southern Research and Outreach Center at Waseca. Tom, I couldn't wait very long into April before I had to give you a call. The March weather sure could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, it really was good news, and you probably were right to be sort of anxious to talk about it. We got back to our pattern that we had seen most of the winter, warmer than normal. February threw us a curveball, but March went back to where we'd been, and 7 degrees warmer than normal, slightly drier than normal. We had 2.41 inches of liquid equivalent precip, 8.5 inches of snow, which is slightly below normal on both of those. Frost went out of the ground March 12th, probably a little earlier than normal. Ice off the lake, Clear Lake anyway, is one of our lakes that we watch. The normal date for ice out is, or the median date is April 2nd. We saw that occur on the 27th of March, so about a week ahead of normal. Soil conditions look pretty good. Soil temps were running above normal in the last day of March. You know, we had that really warm day where it got up to 72 and soil temps shot up to the low 40s, but it was 12 degrees this morning. So that brought them right back down to pretty much what we'd expect this time of year. Soil temps at the 2 and 4 inch level are 37, 38 degrees. So they can move up pretty fast, though, when the sun comes out and you get some warm weather.
Well, Easter Sunday, about 73, 74, and Monday back in the middle 70s, that should move it in the right direction.
I think so. I think we've talked about soil moisture. We don't need extra soil moisture in the spring. We've got plenty. It doesn't take a lot to get the crop growing, and you know, we don't expect some real parched conditions this time of year. So I think everything is pretty well in good shape. I even saw a couple of anhydrous tanks out on the road already, so maybe some people thinking about getting some fertilizer applied.
And you and I have talked in the past, we had so many miserable springs and falls in a row that Mother Nature owed us a quad fur. Well, she paid a small debt last spring and last fall, but she still owes us, right?
Yeah, I think we still have a credit coming. We paid a lot in the years of 2018 and 19, so I don't feel guilty at all about trying to get some good conditions this spring again. The short-term outlook is pretty good. I think those people that plant some of the cool season crops, grain, maybe alfalfa, might be out in the field next week.
Now, are you ready to say, "I told you so, I was right"? You ready for that?
No. Nope.
Well, I know you always said we talked every month all winter, and I was watching the drought monitor, and it was always in the back of my mind that we were abnormally dry. It was coming our way more. And Tom Halverstedt said, "I don't worry too much about a drought in the winter, a good rain in the spring, and we'll be back to normal." My tiles weren't running in December when I was pulling trees out of a drainage ditch, but after that inch and a half of rain, when the frost was out, my tile lines were running, and you could see in the drainage ditches and the Cobb River that was running about half full, so I'm thinking we're about at maximum water holding capacity.
Yep, we've got all the soil moisture we need for the spring of the year. We don't need to worry about getting good rain until June when the crop starts really, our annual crops anyway, really start needing it.
I assume that you have all of your background work done to get all of your research plots in?
Yeah, we're in pretty good shape. A lot of the seed is in. We're going to set up our corn genetic performance trials. I'll probably set them up tomorrow. Our individual, Wade Eilenfeld, that works on them, said, "I think I've got all the entries." I've kind of let them know that we're ready to start setting up the trial. So I think we'll put that together tomorrow and start packaging up seed.
I think most of us don't realize how much time is involved in planning and setting up all of those research plots you guys do every year.
It is kind of amazing. You know, we do a lot of work in our laboratory. We package up seed. We we sort it, we organize it, we put it in planning order, and it takes days, if not weeks, and then you go out in the field, and in an hour, you've got that all in the ground, and you go, wow, for all the work we did to get this ready, it sure didn't take long to plant it, but I guess that's why we do it, because oftentimes the part in the field is when your time is limited, so getting as much of it done ahead of time is a wise thing to do.
All of the location of those research plots and what trial this is and what trial that is it done the old-fashioned way, written on a map on a piece of paper, or I assume probably use computers and GPS to keep track of it all?
Actually, a lot of our work is done the old-fashioned way on, of course, computers help us, spreadsheets and those kind of things, but it's really drawing it out on paper and saying, will it fit here, and going out and stepping off from point A to point B and saying, okay, there's enough room here, we can do this one. So it's not all high tech. I think farmers probably are way ahead of us on that, because we still do a lot of things the old-fashioned way.
Now, what are your thoughts if that weather holds? You mentioned small grain next week. I would expect by the following week you'll see some corn planters rolling.
I think people, if these conditions and the 10-day forecast hold true, I think that insurance date will be on a lot of people's calendars, that I could start planting corn. I think it's April 11th for most of our counties around here. I think if the way things are going, I think you might see some people working on that.
And hopefully sprayers will be chasing the corn planters, right?
Well, that's kind of what we've been talking about, trying to get some of those soil active chemistry applied. And actually, an early planting season or a long spread out planting season is helpful that way, because, you know, people probably, if they're going to start April 11th, they're probably not going to go gangbusters and plant as much as they can, as fast as they can. That'll give them a chance to kind of back off and say, okay, let's get some stuff sprayed, and then we'll go back to planting. So that would all be good situations for what we've been talking about, trying to get good early season weed control and help out where we don't have to rely on everything post-emergence. When we get that late planting season and everybody's, all they think about is getting seed in the ground, and they don't think about getting herbicides applied, then everything comes up at the same time, and we run into a real problem trying to get everything sprayed in a timely fashion. So an early season helps out just more than yield potential. It makes all our work a little bit easier.
You talk to a lot of farmers, either on the phone or virtually in all the meetings, and you were really emphasizing doing a bang-up job controlling water hemp in corn. Were farmers pretty receptive to that? Were they more observant, saying, well, maybe we are missing a few in our corn fields?
Oh, I think most people have driven by all the soybean fields the last year, 2 years, and seen all that water hemp and say, if it's not yours, it's somebody's. And I think there's a consensus around the landscape that we need to do better. And if we can do better in corn, it might be a good way to do better in soybeans.
Well, your challenge is to make sure that when we talk early in May, the April weather was as nice as it was in March, not like February. You mentioned February turned to colder. It was just 2 weeks in February that blasted us.
Yeah, it was. It was really cold, record-setting cold across the country. And, yeah, it was really just one big cold air mass that really plagued the entire country. We fared a lot better than most people, so that's because we're braced for it, we're prepped for it, and we get them most every year. So to get that cold as far as it penetrated was problematic for a lot of the country.
Tom Halverstedt, scientist at the Southern Research and Outreach Center at Waseca. And the Morning Farm News was sponsored by Kibble Equipment of Owatonna for all your John Deere equipment parts and service.